Good morning. Last week, we discussed the concept of smuchim and shlichusayu kavdinon. Pointed out that a Beis Din today, even though al pi halacha you need smuchim, and today we do not have smuchim, smicha has to be handed down ish mi pi ish to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that stopped. So the Batei Din that today, although they should not be functioning because we do not have smuchim, the halacha is shlichusayu kavdinon. They have the right to act as shluchim, as agents of the smuchim that used to be in Eretz Yisrael, and that is how they're able to function as a Beis Din. The shlichus is limited. It is restricted to cases which are shchiach and chesaron and kis, cases that are both common and involve a law of financial loss. In those cases, a Beis Din has the right to act as shluchim. Now this leads us to a very basic question. If a Beis Din today does not need smuchim, if we're functioning as a shlichus of a smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, what are the criteria to be called a Beis Din? What do the dayanim need? And this is really two separate questions. The first question is what are the requirements and the criteria to be a dayan? And secondly, how many dayanim do you need to constitute a valid Beis Din? Now, as far as the halacha l'maisa, this is pretty clear. The Mechaber in Sif Gimel writes, "Ein Beis Din pachus mishloisha." To be considered a Beis Din, you need three dayanim. V'chol shloisha nikron Beis Din afilu had yoytos. Any three people, even though they're had yoytos, they do not have smicha. They're not samuch. They have the din of a Beis Din. Why? So the Rambam writes, "The efsh de lesbu chad yadei svaris v'dina." Vein donim es adam bar karcha. So the Mechaber is writing very clearly that a Beis Din number one needs three people, but any three people, any three had yoytos, you don't need any special educational background, any smicha, any three had yoytos will have a din of a Beis Din. Vein donim es adam bar karcha. They can force a person to appear in front of them. They can force a person to have a din Torah, even though they're not smuchim, even though they're not formal dayanim, they haven't been appointed by anybody. Now, although this is a halacha psuka, there are a number of different explanations or understandings of what the pshat in this is. And we'll see that the pshatim are actually the exact opposite. The first pshat, this is the pshat of the Sma, and it's Pashup Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, is like this. In Amar Ravika, Amar Vacha Breid Ravika, Midoy Raisa Chad Nami Kasha. Midoy Raisa, really, one dayan is enough to judge a case. Shenemar B'tzedek Tishboid Am Yisecho, so Tishboid is a Lashon Yochid. So the Gemara seems to be saying a Yochid, one person alone, is enough. You do not need two other dayanim. One person can have a Beis Din. Why do we just say that for a Beis Din you need three? Elimishtum Yoshvei Kronos. The reason why you need three dayanim is that we're afraid of Yoshvei Kronos. We're afraid there are people who are amaratim. They don't know anything about halacha. So if you have one person as a dayan yochid, it's hit or miss. Maybe he does know halacha, maybe he doesn't, and you might have problems. But mishum Yoshvei Kronos, you're better off. So why are you better off? The Gemara continues. Atu betilsa miloy havi Yoshvei Kronos. If we're afraid there are people there that are amaratim, the same way one person can be an amaratim, so you can have three people who are amaratim. The Gemara says no. He evshi de les behuchad de gomer. Zog the Gemara, it's true. There are many amaratim out there. And if you take one person and point him as your dayan, maybe he is an amarat, maybe he isn't. But if you take three, among the three, he evshi, you'll have at least one of them that is a gomer. You'll have at least one of them is a Talmud Chacham. And that's why a Beis Din is supposed to be three. Oh, good, good, good. Excellent. Wait, it's Machlokes. We'll get there in a minute. So it comes out, according to this sheet, according to this Sma, Midoy Raisa, one dayan is enough. However, we're afraid, Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. Today, where we don't have, a dayan doesn't need smicha. If he needs smicha, so he has smicha. But if you don't need smicha, if you hold a head, it is enough. Or certainly today, where there are no smuchim. So if we have one dayan, we have no idea whether he meets the grade. So therefore, we have three. We make sure there are three dayanim. And when there are three, we can assume one of the three, at least, will be competent. One of them will be a gomer. What does it mean to be a gomer? So this is a machlokes achroinim, Moran Padova, and the Shach and the Tumim both paskin. You need to be a real Talmud Chacham. Gomer means you know halachas. Now, this is a chiddush as far as the practicality, because if you pick at random any three people off the streets, so is there some sort of chazoko that one of the three will be a Talmud Chacham that knows the entire Chesh and Mishpat? It's difficult to understand if you, according to the Maran Padova, how we can be so confident that out of three people, one will be a Gomer if a Gomer needs to be a Talmud Chacham that knows the entire Chesh and Mishpat. The Bach and the Shvus Yaakov say there's a lower bar. A gomer just means that he knows halacha ke'echem and haloimdim. He is like any other loimit, someone who learns. I don't know exactly how to define that, but it means you know the svaras of tzas. You know your way around a little bit. You do not have to be an expert. It means you know the basics of halacha. That is enough to be a gomer. That is enough to make a bezdin qualified. Now, going back to the kasha we had in Maran Padova, how can we make this assumption? If you need gomer, according to Maran Padova, needs to be mamash adam chacham. How do you take at random three people off the streets? Do we have a chazaka? One of the three will definitely know the entire chesh and mishpat. So over here, if you look at the Ran in Sanhedrin, when he explains this gemara, he adds a little bit. He says it's true. If you take at random three people in Klal Yisrael, who knows whether any of them will know anything about chesh and mishpat? But we're not talking about taking people at random. Here, we're talking about three people who volunteer to sit as a bezdin. That means these people consider themselves qualified. So, Zogdaran, when you have three people who consider themselves qualified, here there is a chazaka. At least one of the three will qualify as a gomer. The Ma'arid adds another level. He says, what's the halacha if you sit on a bezdin and you make a mistake? So halacha is you make a mistake, and Simon Chathay, there are many different conditions, but in theory, at least conceptually, if a dayan makes a mistake, and because of that, money is paid out and it's gone, the dayan is responsible. Medina de Garmi, he was Moitzi Yotzai HaSalpiv, he's very often responsible to pay for the hefzid. Zog de Maritz, Shuvah Membod, to have three people who are confident enough in their ability that they're ready to sit on a din Torah knowing that if they make a mistake, they're going to be liable. There we have a chazaka of those three. At least one of them is considered a gomer. At least one of them qualifies to be on a bezdin. And that is why you need three. It's a takana midrabanan to make sure that at least one of the three will be competent, will be roy to sit on a bezdin. Correct. Now, if you don't have any, you know, although the Gemara says there's a presumption, there's a chazaka, that if you have three people, one of them will be a gomer. If you do have a bezdin, and then you can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are three amaratim, mahadrim, and a mahadrim, no sveikus, and a chrami. In that case, the bezdin is not a bezdin. It's just yoishvei kronos. And in that case, unless the parties knew about it and accepted it in advance, in that case, they would not have the din of a bezdin. But putting that aside, in general, any three had yoitzis. Because we have this assumption that there at least one of them will be a gomer of a sover, they will have a din of a bezdin, and they can force a din tayr. So the problem over here is we really have two problems. The first, and you know, let me get back to that in a minute, because there is a shita that holds you do need three gomers. Let me deal with that, and then I'll come back to your question. Now this leads us to a bit of an interesting question. Let's say you're on a bezdin. So you are the gomer, you are the Talmud Chacham, and the two gentlemen who you are with are grama amaratzim, who don't know the first thing about halacha. The parties come in, you go through the case, and it comes time to paskin. So you've learned chayish and mishpah for the past 4 years, at least on Sundays. So you pull out a chayish and mishpah, but this is the halacha. The other two people are total amaratzim. They can't read Hebrew, and they say, nah, that doesn't sound fair. We hold the other way. We hold pater. So what happens now? What happens normally in a bezdin when one dayan says one thing and two dayanim say the other way? Achi rabim lahatzis. You follow the majority. So over here, you're outnumbered. The problem is that why is this a bezdin? Are three amaratim a bezdin? No. It's only a bezdin because there's a presumption that there's at least one gomer of this other. So what do you do when the one gomer of the sarver, who's the one who makes it a bezdin, says potter, and the two amaratim say chayiv? So over here, the Shavas Yaakov has the Shaar Mishpat has a Peladik Chiddush. He says there's no din of going Basar Rov. Because when you have a Sanhedrin, everyone at the Miyei Chachamim, some say Chayiv, some say Pater, so Achei Rabim Lahatas. But when you have two Amaratim, who they don't have a din of a Bezdin, it's only the Tiruv of this one person who's a Gomer, he says he is the Iker. And in such a case, he says you do not go Basar Rov, you go after the one, which is a Gomer. Now, the Erech Shai points out this only makes sense if you hold Mikra Hadin, really one is enough. Really, the Gomer alone should be able to paskin. Elamai, because we don't know who the Gomer is, we have another two with him. But if we can figure out that this person's a Gomer, the other ones aren't, he says, there's no din rachi rabim lahatos, you'll follow the Gomer. The Shavas Yaakov argues, and it's probably the steamers in Shulchan Aruch is mashma like that, Shavas Yaakov says that no. Once they made a takana, once this is a bezdin of three, we cannot go ahead and start saying this one person can outvote his two colleagues. He says, once this is the best, then you go Basar Rov, and then Chanami. In this case, whatever the Rov decides, that is what will be. Presumably, the Pshat in the Takana is that although you may have Yoishvei Kronos, although you may have people who are Amaratzim sitting on Dinei Torah, the hope or the assumption is when they do stumble upon the truth, when there is a gomer that says it's a mufurish halach and explains it to them, presumably he will be able to prevail upon them and they will typically follow his psak. So the shayla will not come up that often. But if it does come up, if he shows them the halacha, but the two amaratim outvote him, Shavas Yaakov says, we still go Basar Rov. Correct. So that's a halacha. When a bezdin makes a mistake, they're responsible to pay. When you have a machlokes in the bezdin, so then only the ones that paskened wrong are responsible to pay. The gomer who got it right, who was outvoted, is not going to be responsible to pay. Now, whether they pay 2/3 or the whole amount, that we'll have to discuss when we get to Simon Chavei. Right, at least one. It's EFG not to have one. It's very likely that there'll be more, but you're guaranteed at least one. Correct, and if each of them say, I'm the Gomer, unless you're going to go ahead and fahar them, this halacha will not be negir. But in a case where it's taka like that, where the two of them acknowledge we don't know halacha, but this is what we hold, the halacha, there we have a halacha where the concept of achiram lahatas applies. One out of three, because you already eliminated the two. Can you really ask that kasha? Any dayan who knows he's not a gomer, does he have the right to sit with this chazaka if he knows that it's only two out of three, not one out of three? That's true. Yeah. Again, I don't know. I don't know what their motivation is if they're not a gomer. If you look at Rashi when he talks about Yoishvei Kronos, he doesn't learn that they're stam bums. He says Rashi learns the pshat is that we're afraid that they'll be tagorim. In other words, they're going to be merchants. Every businessman holds that he knows what's right, he knows what's fair, he knows what should be. He happened to have never learned Choshen Mishpat. So that's not such an uncommon thing. You have someone who says, I'm willing to don because I'm going to figure out what happened, I'm going to do what's fair, but Hayyosi doesn't know halacha. As far as we're concerned, he does not have the din of a gomer or a sover. Now, there is actually an interesting pshat from the Erech Shai. It's not like the Ram, but it's just an interesting pshat. He learns, you know, he's worried, he's disturbed by what does it mean that you're not going to have, if you have three, one of the three will be a gomer. And statistically, what does that mean? It means 1/3 of people are gomers, so then maybe you'll luck out. You'll have three that aren't. So he learns it completely differently. He says the pshat is that everyone knows a little bit. Everyone remembers something from yeshiva, from daf yomi, a shir that he went to here and there. So he said, if you have three people together, between the three of them, someone will remember epis, oh, Itaka learned the Rajba about this one day. And therefore, it doesn't mean that one of them will be a gomer. It means between the three of them, collectively, they will have the knowledge of a gomer. which obviously the Shvas Yaakov and the Shari Mishpats, you know, Svara won't apply, but that's how the Erech Shai looks at this Chazakah. It doesn't mean one of them, it just means collectively they'll have that knowledge. Now the Ramah has a surprising shita. Ramah says that l'halacha you need all three of the Dayanim have to be Gemir. They all have to know halacha. Now all the Achroyim are Matmir. How could it be? We just read a Mefurish Gemara that says midaraisa one is enough. Why do we need three? Because we need three because if you have three, there'll be one that's a Gomer. How can the Ramah say that you need three that are Gomer? That's can I get a Mefurish Gemara? So there are different terutzim. Probably the real pshat is the Ramah doesn't pass like this. It's Machlokes and Amiram. He's passing like the other Shita. But the Shai Mishpat has a very interesting pshat. Shai Mishpat says like this. What's the halacha if you have Eidos? You have two witnesses. Or you have three witnesses. And one of them, they all testify together. And it turns out one of them is a Karev Apostle. One of them is Apostle. So one is Apostle. We're left with two. The halacha is, once you have an Eidos, Shabbat L'Miktas, Shabbat L'Kula. Well, it's Nimtz Echad Mehem Karev Apostle. If one of the group is Apostle, we throw out the whole Eidos. The whole Eidos is Batal. Even though they could have originally testified separately, but now they came together, it became one Eidos, however that happened. Once one is possible, they're all out. Zakashai Meshpat. What happened to Dayanim? If you have three Dayanim, if you hold, you need a Gomer, Mikra Hadin. So what are we saying? You'll have a Hesdin of three, and either at least one will be a Gomer. But that means, at least the chances are, we were Choshish, that the other two will be Amaratzim, will be people who are not Roy to be on a Bezdin. Why don't we say Nim Se'echem Mehem Karev Apostle? The whole thing is off. Zakashai Meshpat Enechanami. If you have only one or two gomers, and the other ones are, and you have one amaretz, because he is apostle, nim tzechem kariv apostle, the whole bezdin will be vatal. So what does the gemara mean? So he has a very nice chap. He says what the gemara means is like this: if you have a bezdin of gimel, it's efshi at least one of them will be a gomer. If he's a gomer, not only does he know chayshim mishpat, he also knows this halacha that if he's a gomer, but the other fellow next to him is not. Then it's Nimtzeach Mehem Karev Apostle, the whole Bezdin's off. So if the three people who you pick, if at least one is a Gomer, he will know this halacha that anyone who is not a Gomer has got to leave the room. And therefore, the Ramah understood that when the Gemara says there'll be one Gomer, it doesn't mean there'll be one Gomer, you'll end up with a Bezdin of two Amaratzim and one Gomer. It means there'll be one Gomer, therefore he'll realize we need to all be Gomer, and therefore he'll get rid of all the Amaratzim. So when the Ramah says you need three people who are a Gomer, he's not arguing with the Gemara. Avad the Gemara is true. You take three people at random, that's enough because you assume they're a Gomer. And once you assume one's a Gomer, he will make sure that the other two are also Gomer or they won't sit. And therefore, the way the Ramah comes out, l'halacha, you would need all the three to be Gomer, all of them to know the halacha. It's again, machlokes, what the gather is. But all of them would have to know the halacha is if any one of them is a known Am Aretz, according to this Ramah, the Bezdin would not be a Kasher of Bezdin.
What kind of Bezdin?
No, a regular Bezdin. Zabla is next week. This is a regular Bezdin. This halacha, that three Hedyotis, any three people, because we have a presumption that one of them will be a Gomer Vesaver, they are considered a Bezdin, they can send a Hazmano, and they can force you to go to a Din Torah. Now, as we'll discuss in a few minutes, they can't force you to come to them. You can always say, I want to go to a different Beis Din. That's a discussion we'll get to in Siman Yud Aleph in a few moments. But to at least start the process, to force you to come to a Din Torah, any three Hedyotis. There's no bar, there's no smicha today. There are no criteria that need to be met. Any three Hedyotis have the Din of a Beis Din. Correct. If we would like to now take three people here and open a bezin to Kahal Kadishas Munzi Night Seder and send a hazmano, we have the right to do that. It's Gimel Hedyotis. We have this chazaka that if we're willing to sit in the bezin, at least one will be a gomer. And you can send a hazmano, you can force someone to arrive at a din Torah. Now, they don't have, when they get that hazmano, they have to go to a din Torah, but as we'll discuss, they do not have to come to us. They could say, we, very nice that you've been going to a Sunday program for a few years, but we'd like to go to a different Beis Din that actually learned it a little bit more in depth. And that's a discussion or negotiations that happen all the time. We'll discuss that when we get... then at that point, the Beis Din can either put out a Siruv or give a Hetar HaKais. Correct. A Beis Din... Correct. Right. That's already a discussion. It could be you need a... There are those that says, Marshal that says you need a Beis Din Kavua in the ear to give a Hetar HaKais. But the reality is today, we are... A Beis Din of Hedyotis does give a Hetar HaKais because, as we'll see, today, really, every Beis Din has a Din of Hedyotis. It used to be a Beis Din, there was a Beis Din that was Kavua in the city, that the city would elect or appoint people to be Dayanim Kavua. And that, when that happens, they will have special halachos and special powers. But in most cities today, most kilos today, that does not exist. And what we call a Batei Din Kavua is nothing more than three people who decide we're going to open a Beis Din. So they may be bigger Talmidei Chacham than the people in this room, but that's not really a difference in halacha. As long as they still have the status of Hedyotis, they don't have smicha, they weren't elected, it wasn't Himku Rabim Aleihem, and therefore, as far as Allah is concerned, there's not much of a difference between the kayach that a standing Beis Din has and three Hedyotis today. Correct. What he's saying. No, but according to Rama, the point is you can take three people. You don't have to do any more. You don't have to question them and faher them and see are you a gomer or not, because we have this chazaka. We have three people. One will be a gomer. Once one's a gomer, he'll make sure everyone else is a gomer. So you don't have a responsibility to faher them and make sure they meet the standards. In the absence of this chiddush of this chazaka, then you would need to go ahead and be mevara that each one of them meets the standards of a gomer. Okay, I'm not saying the Shah Mishpat is la halacha. It's a nice pshat. Many achroinim say you cannot even say kimli like the Rama because it's keneged the pashup pshat in the Gemara. So I'm not saying it's la halacha. It's just to say it over because it's a nice chah. Excuse me. Yeah, he'll tell the other ones you're not a gomer. You have no business sitting on the bench. You're not qualified, and he'll get them to switch them to dayanim. They're qualified. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Well, when they make a mistake again, that's the halachas are fairly complicated. As far as halacha lemaisa today, virtually every Beis Din has you sign a waiver that you're being moichel if they make a mistake. So it doesn't not negate lemaisa, but in chanami, if they are ta, at that point they can either pay or they have to go ahead and they'll have to say what happened. There's an isser of lashon hara for a dayan to say, listen, I voted for you, but I got outvoted by my other two colleagues. But that's an isser of lashon hara when you're just telling him what happened. When it's a shy of paying and you're saying you're potter, that'll be a different story. So this is all the shitas asma. That midoraisa, one is enough. One hedyot should be enough. We need three simply to make sure that, so that of the three, there will be at least one gomer, at least one person who's qualified to sit on the Beis Din. The Shach Paskins, like the Levush, other shitas, fakert. The midoraisa, you need three dayanim that all have smicha. Dayan yachid is not good enough, and a hedyot is not good enough. The other extreme, you need three, and they all need to have smicha. The reason why we have Batei Din today that can operate without smicha, or in some cases as a yachid, those are all takonis midrabanon. This is the concept that we discussed last week of shlichu sayu kaavdinon. Because we do not have smuchim today, because you do not have mumchim, so therefore shloi tinol deles, in order so that people can continue living their lives, chazal were mekel and said that three hedyotis will be enough. Now the Ktzois has somewhat of a pshara. He says that midoraisa, you need three smuchim. That is when you're forcing someone to go to a din Torah. They don't want to come. You are hauling them in front of you. You're forcing them to go to the din Torah and forcing them to do what you say. That is a din, that there you need smuchim, and that's where the Gemara talks about shlichu sayu, because there you need the concept that you're acting on behalf of the mumchim in Eretz Yisrael. However, in the absence of kfiyah, when two people have an issue and they just come to a Beis Din and you want to know what Alpi Torah, what has the take up of a Beis Din, he says, they already, you lav dafka need three, they already, hedyotis or even a yachid in certain cases would be sufficient. So be that as it may, The bottom line is everyone agrees, or that the halacha will be that l'chachila you need three people on a bezdin, and hedyotis are enough. There's an assumption that either one or three of them will be a gomer. They will have some knowledge of chayshin mishpat. They do not have to be experts. They do not have to have smicha, and they can function as a bezdin, and they can force people to come in front of them. Now, there is also a concept of a yachid mumcha. And very often, I would say probably more dinei Torah, more shailas, instead of going, people do not necessarily want to go through a whole formal process of a bezdin. They would very often go to a yachid, they'll go to one dayan, and ask for a psak. So where does that fit in halacha? So halacha is like this. There is a concept of a yachid mumcha, of a mumcha d'rabim. Someone who is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he's an expert. People tested him on it, both his ideas and halacha, and his being madam milsa and milsa. So that there a concept exists where a yachid was able to be dam bal karcha, where a yachid had kemat all the powers of a bezdin. Today that does not exist. We do not have anyone who has the status of a mumcha d'rabim, and therefore today a yachid can never be dam b'kfiyah. If you get a hazmana from a rav saying, I'm sending you hazmana, come to me, I want to don the case, you can ignore it. If he's acting on behalf of himself as an individual, as a yachid, you do not have the right to be koyfe, you do not have the right to send hazmanas. What if it's kibul alayu? What happens if two parties come on their own to a yachid, and this happens all the time, they don't want to go to a din Torah, so they call a rav, and they say, we'd like to come to you as a yachid, I'll say my side of the story, he'll say his side, and we want a psak. We don't want to go through the whole formal process of the beznit. So here already, things are not so simple. The Marshal says that it is aser to be dan yechidi. Really a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, al ti dan yechidi. So the Marshal says, al pi halacha, you cannot be dan yechidi. You have a shaylik, should go to a beznit of three. It should not go to to a yachid, it should not go to an individual. The Shach brings down a Yerushalmi, which is connected to the Marshal. I think Roiv Achroinim argue in the Marshal, and they say that a Yachid cannot be done b'kfiyah, but if the parties willingly come and they want to go to a Yachid, they want to accept a Yachid, there most places can say that there's nothing wrong with it. You could be done. However, the Shach points out that that's perhaps only true if you're a mumcha. If you're a baki in halachos, you know the halachos called. So then, although you, as a yachid, as an individual, you can't force the din Torah, if they come to you, and they come to you, they know you're a yachid, they know there's no one sitting next to you, with you. So in that case, you can don. But what if you're not a mumcha? You've learned some chayshin mishpat, you're somewhat knowledgeable, but you're not a mumcha. The Shach says, perhaps in that case, even if they came on voluntarily, even with Kibbul, Zakta Shach, perhaps that would be awesome. Therefore, Zakta Shach, unless it's a very simple halacha, a yachid should not take the case, even though the parties come voluntarily. If you do want a case, Zakta Shach, what you should do is you should tell them, you want to come to me? I'm telling you right now, any day I didn't tell you. I don't know the halacha. It's very hard. Chayshin Mishpat, as we know, is very difficult. Between Dam and Milsa and Lemosa, Zakta Shach, unless it's mamish and easy shaila, you should tell the person before they come. You want to come to me as a yachid? I don't know halacha. I'm going to do the best that I can, but you're being makabo, bein ledin, bein letois. And that is the Shach's maskana. That is what a yachid should be doing. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag today is not to do that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, mistama the pshat is, and the truth is the Shach also suggests this, but he's chayzer, he says that today when people come to a rav, they know he is Lav Dafka, the world's greatest expert in Chayshin Mishpat. Meizit Tam Shehu, they do not want to go through the process of going through a Din Torah. So they're willing to accept this person's best judgment, if you will, and they're willing to accept his psak. It's understood that it's Lav Dafka going to be right, it's Lav Dafka going to be Mechav Ne'emes La'amitai. Zokter Yaruch HaShulchan, but it's understood he's just going to try his best, and that is enough. The Ktzois, on the other hand, argues, and the Ktzois says, even in a case where you tell the person, I don't know halacha, he says, Mishan Avos, this is Alti Dan Yechidi, is saying a halacha, he says, a person should never be Dan Yechidi. Now, as far as halacha l'maisa, this is a question that comes up all the time. Very often when people have a sichsuch, they don't want to go through a whole din Torah. Sometimes they don't want to go through the hassle. When you go and do a formal din Torah, they're scheduling their 3 dayanim, it's a whole, it becomes a big deal. Very often they're put off by the expense. When you go to a formal Beis Din, it's generally more expensive. You go to a Yachid, it can be much quicker, it can be much less expensive, and it's less formal. It's less of a fight, it's less of a battle. When people have this image, you go to Beis Din, it's a war. When you go to people go to a Rav to ask a Shaila, people already take it very often much calmer, without as much tension, and it's just not as confrontational. However, as a matter of halacha, it is not pashut at all that a Dayan should accept it. According to the Ktzayis, he should never do it. According to the Shach, you can accept it, but unless it's a very easy halacha, you should make it clear to the parties that you're coming to me as a yachid, any yadea din Torah. I can't guarantee that the halacha will be correct, that I'm mechaven to the emes. Our kois is completely different, because our kois, they have a foreign set of laws. Our kois, they're following the law books. That's the Isser Arkoyis. It's Goyim, they're following the law books. That's like, here, you're going to someone, he's going to try to get the halacha right. However, the Yerushalmi already says that even back then, there was no one who was able to mimchaven emes la'amita. Chayish Mishpat is a very difficult sugya. You have to be medama milsa la'milsa. And therefore, it's very yitachin, he won't get it right. So the Shach is saying, you have to warn the person that I'm only an individual. It's not a Beis Din. I don't have the siyata d'shmai that you'll have in front of in a Beis Din. And therefore, if you want to come to me because it's quicker, it's cheaper, it's more pleasant, I'll do it, but any day din Torah. The result may or may not be mechavin to the emes. 3 is a Beis Din. Yeah, that's the din of a Beis Din, the siyata d'shmai of a Beis Din. And there you have the right to do it. Now, in practice, I will tell you that when a shayla comes up, when you're dealing with an Aruch Chaim or Yerodei shayla, the shayla is usually pretty well defined. The milk splattered into the cholent, it's a not. The shayla is pretty clear. In most Chayish and Mishpat shaylas, unless it is extremely clear, most of them are not a mefurish sifr simen and shulchan aruch. Most of them involve being medama milsa and milsa, both as far as the halacha, because the case is not quite like. And it also involves a fair amount of judgment as far as the mitzias, what the expectation is, what the minig is, what the understanding is. Their judgment calls as far as credibility. People have stories. You have to figure out who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth. People do not make shavuos today. So dayanim are left using a lot of, there's much left to their discretion. I think any dayan who's being honest will tell you that everyone has their own biases. If, when you bought your used car, someone sold you a lemon, you're going to go through life with a certain chip on your shoulder about used car dealers and certain assumptions about their Ehrlichkeit. And everyone has their own experiences. Everyone has their own, you know, people who they've dealt with. They have their biases. There are things that push them one way or another. When you have a Beis Din of 3, if you have this agenda, whether you realize it or not, the other 2 dayanim probably won't. And between the 3 of you, you'll get to the emes. When you go to a dayan yachid, you are, besides the fact that in halacha he is a tremendous responsibility, you're putting a lot on his shoulders and how he looks at the world, how he sees or how he understands certain transactions and certain deals. And that is something which, it's to say that I'm going, for a yachid to say, I will be mechaved to the emes, I'm going to yor l'saiv das and understand exactly what happened and get to the amita shel Torah, is a bit presumptuous. And that's why the Ktzai says you should never be dayan yachidi. The Shach is saying you could, as long as you make it clear that when you come to one, any yadea din Torah, there's less of a chance that the MS will come out. If that's what they want, because it's more important for them to get it over with quickly and they trust your judgment, they want to just do it and move on, that's their decision. But in the absence of that, if they come thinking that this person is such a Talmud Chacham, no difference between 1 and 3, it's just, why should I spend the money? There the Shach is saying that shouldn't be done. They have to know that 1 is not as good in halacha as 3. Well, even the Ktzayis, I don't believe it's only when there's a psak din. Sometimes people come, and I do this very often, I'm telling them, I'm not giving you a psak. I'll give you an opinion. You'll hear the story. The way you're describing it, you want to know my opinion. This is the opinion. It's not a psak din. No one has to listen to it. This is what I think is fair. Maybe I'll explain to them why. Then I think the tzaddik would agree. There's no din. You can't have a discussion. You can't give an opinion. The question is, when you're functioning as a bezin, they come to you, they're going to be a makabel kinyan. Whatever you say goes. So that, there's only one dan yechidi. That's the tzaddik shita. Now, Roiv Achroinim argue on the tzaddik. Roiv Achroinim say, as long as they're makabel, it's mutar l'chachila. The Shach says you should have you should add this disclaimer. The Aruch HaShulchan says very often today you don't even have to make the disclaimer because everyone understands that this person is not such a mumcha. But the minog olim is certainly is to do it as long as it's kibbutz, as long as they voluntarily claim. I personally do give a disclaimer because I think it's true. I think the more you sit on DNA Torah, the more you realize how difficult it is to be yoyer to the real emes. And people have to know that when they're coming as a yachid, there are risks involved because you can only paskin the way you see it, who you believe in the story, what your perception is, and it's a yachid is not a bezin of gimel. And it's important to them, the emes should come out. My suggestion, recommendation is always go to a bezin of gimel, even though it will take a little bit more time. Now, also as another, just as a practical advice, when people come and the situation or the story is pretty clear, it's a shayla of halacha, so there, a yachid is quicker and there are advantages of going to a yachid. When it's a fight in the metzius, where someone is lying, you're almost always better off with a bezin of three. Because once you have to interrogate the parties and cross-examine them and try to sort of beat the truth out of them, it is much easier for three people to do it in a formal setting of a bezdin than it is for one person to do it when they're sitting around his dining room table. So that formality is, or the lack of formality by yachid is a maila when it's friendly and you want to just a quick resolution. But when it's a question, when it's a battle, and you have to really just figure out what really happened, then having three people having a more formal setting, which is more intimidating to the Baalei Dinim and more serious, is a tremendous advantage. So I can't talk for all Batei Din, but one observation I will make in cases that I've seen is that when you're sitting...
One is three.
What?
Three is one and one is three.
No, but not quite. Because in every Din Torah, there are really two parts. And they're really two completely skill sets that Dayanim need to have. One is knowing the halacha. Knowing the sugyas, being Medama Milsa Milsa, their Havana. And that's what Dayanim spend most of the time learning Chosh and Mishpat. And that's their main training. There's a second set of skills, which are communication skills. Running a case, being able, having the personality and the confidence to run the case, keep seder, ask questions, move things from one another. Now, as far as that, there usually is one person who's the Rosh Herkov, the Av Bezin, or every Bezin calls it something else. There's one person in the middle who's running the show, and he's doing that because that's his thing. He has more experience, he is better at dealing with the Baalei Dinim and moving the process along and making sure everything goes smoothly. But just because in public, or when it comes to making seder and running the actual session, one person is dominant, does not mean that when the session is over, and now they're schmoozing a bit and learning about the sugya, and they're fighting with what the pshah and the rajba is, very often lav davka is that person, the one who's the biggest talmud chacham, and the one whose das is going to be machriya. So you really have to split the public part of the bezdin, the back and forth, to what goes on behind the scenes, which is really the more important part. Now, unfortunately, the Baalei Dinim never see that behind the scenes. All they see is how the Beis Din deals in public in the back and forth, the Shachar V'Tayor, the discussions in Halacha, the Pilpul Chaveirim, that they don't see, and therefore people walk away with that impression, but very often it's not true. Very often it's the three of them. The next halacha that we'll get to is that a dayan is not allowed to sit on his entire unless he has confidence in the other two dayanim as well. So again, we'll get to that, what the different levels are, but in general, the fact that they're quieter during the session is not an indication of what's happening when they're behind closed doors. So again, just to summarize, as far as a yachid can never force. If parties bedafka want a yachid, and that happens very often, if they just want a quick resolution, the Ktzai says you should never do it. Most Paisim say you could. However, the Shach at least is machmir that you should make a disclaimer and let them know that they are better off al pi halacha in front of three. If they afal piking want to go to one, that's fine. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag today is not to make such a disclaimer because he says it's understood. People know that your local Rav is not an expert in Chayshim Mishpat, and when they come to him, it's a daita dahachi. Again, this is an old fight I have with Mechavrusa. I always tell Mechavrusa that Azach Hoshav a Rav, he's a Magid Shir, he wrote Svarim. So when people come to him, Aruch HaShulchan's case was, you know, a Rav, people knew he didn't really know too much Chayshim Mishpat, it was a little village. So there he says, you don't have to make a disclaimer, it's understood. But as that Talmud Chacham, who has such a reputation, there everyone's going to think your mom is being mechav and emes la'amisa. So if you want to do a yachid, you have to go like the shach, and you have to tell them that it's only a yachid and it's not emes la'amisa. He's telling me I shouldn't take ourselves so seriously. Everyone knows that we're amaratzim, and therefore he holds like the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't have to make the disclaimer that it's understood. But be that as it may, I think it's important to realize that every time you go to a yachid, you are sort of, you know, being meshabed yourself and taking the risk that you are stuck with whatever his, you know, that person's background or biases may be. So that we'll discuss later about, in theory not. In theory, a yachid or even gimel head yoytis have absolutely no power unless you're makabal, unless you actually make a kinyan. We will have to discuss the concept of tam bifneim. If you actually come and have the case, sometimes that will be enough. Practically speaking, it generally is not enough. But we'll go through the pratim in a future shiur. Now, one last halacha which I briefly alluded to is that in Simen Gimel, the halacha is that even though that you have a bezin of Gimel, Zakhamachaber is also for a dying to sit on a bezdin, unless he knows who he's sitting with. Because the other two people might be Inshid Lemaili, they may be either Gazlonim or Rishoyim, and in that case, they're not roy to be on a bezdin, so it's going to be usur to sit on such a bezdin. Now this halacha is brought down twice. It's brought down in Simen Gimel and in Simen Zayin, but it's brought down with a slight difference. What I just read to you is it's usur to sit unless you know the other two dayanim are tamei chacham. That means one is with the stam. Let's say you're asked to sit on a dignitary, you have no idea who your colleagues on the bench are. It's usur because unless you know that tamei chacham, we have to be choishish. Perhaps they're rishon and perhaps they're gazlan. In Siv Zayin, the halacha is brought down differently. And there it says it's usur to sit with someone who you know is a gazlan. So there the halach is, if you have a yediyah that he is a gazlan, then you have to stay away. But the absence of yediyah, it seems like people have a cheskes kashrus. One would certainly hope dayanim have a cheskes kashrus. And therefore in Tziv Zayin it sounds like in the absence of a yediyah it would be mutter. The achrayim all pick up on this stira. There are different terutzim, but just briefly to say over, one shot they say is that it depends on who we're talking about. In Sif Gimel, we're talking about a chacham, a muvuk, someone who's known to be an ish chassid. Midas chassidus, you shouldn't sit with anyone unless you know them. Check it out first. Sif Zayin is talking about a regular dayin, a regular dayin. In that case, al pi din, there's a chesed kashrus, and al pi din, you have the right to sit unless you know the person is a ganav. Shvus Yaakov makes another beautiful chiluk. It says like this. It depends how many of the people that you know. He says, there's a bezdin of three. If you know one of them is fine, and you just don't know the third person, make your idea, there's nothing wrong with sitting. Because what's the problem? There'll be one ganav, there'll be one rasha there? Okay. But you have two people who are roy lekach, and therefore the two of you will outvote the ganav. And he says, Meker Hadin, that's fine. It's a midas chassidus not to, but Meker Hadin, as long as you check out one of them, that's fine. You don't have to check out the other. However, if you're asked to sit and you don't know either of them, so then you may be walking into an ambush. You may be walking into a situation where the other two are Rishoim, they're Gazlanim, they're Rishoim, whatever they may be, and they're gonna outvote you. He says, that's also Meker Hadin, even if you didn't check it out. So when you don't know anybody, it will always be Asr. If you know one and he's fine, then there's a Mises Chassid still to check out the third, but Maker Hadin, it would be Motzah. However, Zok Shosiakov, an important Chiddush, he says this is only when it's like by Loi Kiblu. Where the party, either you're being Dan Bekviya, the Bezin's forcing the parties to come to them. Masha Ein Kein, when it's Kiblu, when the parties voluntarily came to this Bezdin, even though they knew this third guy is a crook, if it was Kiblu Alayu, so the halacha is you can be Kabbal a Korei V'Apostle, and then he says, Me'ikar Hadin, there's nothing wrong with sitting on such a Bezdin. Now this is very Nagei Halacha L'maisa. We're going to learn next week about the concept of a Zabla. This Zabla Bezdin is where each party, each side picks one Boyer, and together the two Boyerim pick a third independent of Shalish. Unfortunately, today, very often, the parties will pick a Tayin or pick someone who is an inchi Loi Miley, and you know good and well that one of the people on the bench is not Roy Lakach. So this halacha, the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, seems to say it would be usher to sit on such a Dintayr. Because if you know one of the Dayanim is an inchi Loi Miley, and certainly if two of them are, it will be usher to sit. The Shos Yaakov's Chiddush is by Kiblu. If everyone knows this Tanya is a good for nothing, and it's Kibbu Olayu, for whatever reason it is, they decide to put him on the bench. So once it's Kibbu Olayu, this Isser will not apply. There still will be a Chumrah in Kiya Hadas Yushalayim. There was an Inyan not to sit, but it's not an Isser. It's something which is in Kiya Hadas and something which is, you can use your discretion based on the particular circumstances.